everybody. Welcome to Heartbeat. And today, I want to share with you something about how God is so good, and that goodness flows into us. It flows from Him to us. God is good. It states it so often in Scripture. It's who He is. It's what He does. It's just Him. And it never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and into the future. In Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in times of trouble. In Psalm 100, verse 5, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. He is good. And He gives that goodness to each of His sons and daughters. He can't help but give His goodness. He just loves us to bits. We are His adopted children. We are His heirs to His throne, to His kingdom, because He's made us His sons and daughters when we see the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. He's the perfect family. So don't try and think to mind, well, you know, I don't come from a good family and I'm a son or a daughter and, you know, and my dad doesn't do well, my father. No, God is the perfect Father and His goodness is perfect and He gives that perfection, that goodness to us. Now, we're not perfect, but that's, we are trying to become like Him. We are trying to, in the adoption, take on the DNA of our family, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it's like a flow chart. This flow chart, you know, I hate it when you try and get on the telephone to talk to someone and they say, would you push one if you want department such and such? Push two if you want. And you're pushing the buttons and then you get there and then they ask more questions and then you're going, but God's goodness flows like this. If you push one, it leads to one thing. If you push another, it goes to another thing. But in the whole of it, you all end up with the goodness of God. It says in Luke 11, chapter 11, verse 11, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, but not evil in bad, but evil in the sinful nature of who we are, we're not perfect. We don't always do the right things or the right ways, but we love our children. If you have children, you love your children and you want to give them the best that you can give. So it says, if you then, being sinful by nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask and continue to ask Him? How much more goodness God give us if we ask Him. He just, it busts. I just see Him sometimes busting to go, just ask me, just ask me. I want to give it to you, but you're not asking. Now, He can give it to us anyway because parents do that. They spoil their children. But they also want to feel love in return. They want to feel, do you really want what I've got to give you? But the extra blessing that we have from Romans 8:38, it says, all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. All things work for good, for our good, all things. And you can go, but I'm in a terrible situation right now. How is that going to make it good? It's not good right now. But if you trust in God, you see Him as your Lord and Saviour, He can make all things work for good for us because we're called to His purpose and plan, for His purposes and His plan. We're called to be followers of Jesus Christ. We're called to love our neighbour. Two commandments, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We are called to that. So God will look after us in all things. It may not happen instantly. It may not even seem to happen, but when you look at, looking back on your life, you see the hand of God caring for you, helping you in the struggle, giving you strength, giving you financial assistance, helping you in your family relationships, miraculously healing people, doing whatever God desires to do for you. So know, because God is good, all things will work for good for you. Remember, it's not necessarily what will happen or what is we can see from our eyes, human eyes. God has an upside down kingdom values. His kingdom looks differently. But everything is for our good. Everything is that one day we will be with him in paradise for eternity, forever. That's the ultimate aim. So trust in God and know because he is good, all things will work good for me. I want to encourage you in that. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, because you are good, you desire to give us good. You desire, Lord, to reveal more of yourself to us. What goodness that is. You desire to work in our lives. What goodness that is. You desire to help us in the struggles and the problems that we have right now. How good that is. You are only good. And we trust in your purpose and your plan for each and every one of our lives. Lord God, we want your goodness. We ask you more for your goodness. Send your grace. Be merciful. Let us see the goodness of you in our lives. And may we proclaim how good our God is. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.